Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Police in India have arrested the co-founder of crypto exchange UnoCoin. Good evening. I'm Bailey Reitzel, and this is Late Confirmation from CoinDesk, bringing you the top stories from October 24th. Also on today's show, regulators in Japan have paved the way for a new era of self-regulation for cryptocurrency startups. And a blockchain startup founded by an MIT professor has raised $62 million in new funding. Stay tuned for more on these stories on today's show. Police in the Indian city of Bangalore have seized an ATM just weeks after it was set up by local cryptocurrency exchange UnoCoin. In a news report on Wednesday, The Times of India said that Harish BV, co-founder and chief technology officer at the UnoCoin exchange, was arrested on Tuesday while attending to the crypto ATM installed in a shopping mall that was unveiled on October 14th. According to the report, the Central Crime Branch of the local police force seized the ATM, 2 laptops, a mobile phone, 3 credit cards, 5 debit cards, a passport, and Indian rupees worth about $2,500. UnoCoin is one of several cryptocurrency exchanges in India that have so far survived a bank ban issued earlier this year by the Reserve Bank of India, the country's central banking authority. As domestic banks stopped offering financial services to crypto exchanges, UnoCoin launched the ATM to allow investors to directly deposit Indian rupees to their accounts with the exchange. Yet police officials are said to have claimed that UnoCoin is not authorized to operate this type of machine. Next up, a college freshman is coming after your cryptocurrency, but not to steal your coins, just to prove that someone could do so pretty easily. According to the crypto enthusiast and security researcher, going by the handle GeoCold51, most small-scale cryptocurrencies are at risk from the industry's most feared vulnerability, the 51% attack. During this attack, a miner takes over more than half of the cryptocurrency's mining power, which then allows them to erase a past transaction and replace it with another transaction, which is also called a double spend. While the ecosystem that's been built up around Bitcoin and other top-tier cryptos make them resistant to these kinds of attacks, other cryptocurrencies with less of a community of miners aren't as secure. On Saturday, October 13th, GeoCold51 decided to display just how easy it was, live streaming his attempt to 51% attack Bitcoin Private, a crypto with close to a $47 million market cap. 2 separate live streams were shut down, so GeoCold51 didn't finish the attack live. But he has committed to completing the attack and then publishing a video of how he did it to YouTube soon. The Financial Services Agency, also known as the FSA, Japan's finance regulator, has formally approved a cryptocurrency exchange association as a self-regulating industry body. The FSA said in a notice on Wednesday that it has accredited the Japanese Virtual Currency Exchange Association as a, quote, certified fund settlement business association, a status that will let the body set rules for the nation's crypto exchanges and take action over any violations. The group has not yet announced any rules, but based on a draft obtained by Reuters, the association may require member exchanges to hold separate bank deposits and government bonds. The association was created by 16 licensed crypto trading platforms in Japan in the wake of a $530 million hack on the CoinCheck exchange earlier this year. It filed its application for approval with the FSA in August. Over $1 million worth of Bitcoin has been hidden in a digital picture, and there's still some left to be found, despite attention from cyber sleuths. Called the 310 BTC Bitcoin Challenge, a pseudonymous user going by the name Pip stashed a total of 310.61 BTC, worth more than $2 million at press time, into four digital wallets earlier this month. And the recovery code for those wallets is decipherable through careful investigation of a single black and white image. It's a familiar concept within the crypto space. Earlier this year, a crypto enthusiast won $50,000 worth of Bitcoin by solving a puzzle in a painting called The Legend of Satoshi Nakamoto by a visual artist turned blockchain developer. For Pip, the game, which debuted on October 2nd, was an experiment created, quote, to make someone else happy, end quote. Pip claims to have amassed a treasure chest of Bitcoin largely for free as an early adopter. His puzzle, though, is already near completion. In fact, within 8 days of the challenge being released, three of the four wallets were successfully unlocked and emptied, this including the grand prize allotment of 310 Bitcoin. And finally, the UK-based settlement infrastructure provider Settle has been granted a license from France's securities regulator to operate a central securities depository system using blockchain technology. According to a report from the FT on Tuesday, with the license from France's AMF now in place, the company will be able to plug into Target 2 Securities, also called T2S, a pan-European system recently set up to unite the previously fragmented European securities settlement infrastructure. Approval to join T2S is expected to be issued in the next few weeks, the FT reported, with Settle Securities Depository slated for launch early next year. Settle was founded in 2015 and is backed by major institutions, including Citi, which bought a stake in the firm in February. According to Crunchbase, it has received $39 million in funding to date. Also announced this week, Settle has appointed a new chief executive officer, while its former CEO and co-founder, Peter Randall, is now president of the firm. For more on today's stories and to subscribe to our newsletters, check out Coindesk.com. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Coindesk, and you can email us directly with notes, questions, or just to say hi at lateconfirmation@coindesk.com. For Coindesk, I'm Bailey Reitzel, and this has been Late Confirmation.